And hello, everybody. Welcome to not a TV review, but a movie review. A bad movie review, more specifically. Right, Justin?
Yes.
Justin, what are we watching tonight?
Shark Tales.
Tail. There's no...
Shark Tale.
There's the fucking...
Worm.
That, for the longest time, that was the thing. I was like, why do I know this? Also, this ugliest sin, by the way. Still looks better than everything else in the movie, doesn't it? That's what I'm saying, man. That's what I'm fucking saying.
Donald.
Which is not saying much. Actually, I'm pretty sure that hook looks better than most things in this movie.
It does. It looks really
good. Look, you can, like, see how, like... Oh, here he comes. That's it's being... There's the Jaws music.
Hi.
I'm Lenny. Oh, yeah, it's a little... Sorry. A little low. So what I don't quite understand is... So this Lenny's... It's Jack Black, and it's...
Yeah.
And he's like... I don't know why he keeps doing that. And he's doing this voice, and it's very... Hey, what are you doing? Some flowers. Duh.
No.
Get it? You get it, Justin? It's our theme song. What, the DreamWorks animation theme song?
Yeah.
Oh, that's hot. That's hot. But why, though? And what's... Is it the actual song, or is it just a... It's just a version of the song. You don't know who Katie Couric is, do you?
I don't. Famous New York.
So a long time ago, well, she's a reporter. So a long time ago, she was on the
TV. They even had KeyBank in there.
So they had
ripping off everybody.
Well, yeah. So you know the Today Show, right?
Yeah.
She used to be on the Today Show. You can't make those...
Oh,
it's so hideous. Oh, it's the horrible. How can electronics work underwater? what's funny is, like, I've never wanted to give credit to this movie anyway, although I do have to admit, I like she's like the helicopter reporting in, the traffic helicopter. So, instead of those songs, Iggy Marley singing in this movie, he just sings his dad's song.
Yeah.
Because I think people just think it's funny to be like, hey, make him sing the song. Oh, it's so like... When you... Oh, God, this
dude.
Yeah. And what's weird is like, I don't even know why, of all the people, they're like, reference her. Like, I get it, it's like 2004 and all, but I was like, there's a lot of people that were big in the news. Like, I'm just thinking of all the... Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, get it off the screen. Oh. Oh, he's too close. Oh, he's gonna dance. He's dancing in his crib. You remember his crib? It's just a billboard.
Yeah.
Okay. He's got a PlayStation. Cause why not reference that? Shorties. Come on, shorties. The lips. Oh, God, this motherfucker. This dude. I can't. All I can think of is him in the video game. It'd be a lot faster if you used your dance move. No. You'd be much better if I kicked your ass. Ooh. Why these kids? Also, this movie's really proud of having a version of Car Wash.
It is.
I also am not proud of the fact that I can literally do, like, the opening of Car Wash with my hands because I learned the beat. Because it's just a simple... Yeah, it's just...
They go nuts.
And it's funny because of all the things in this movie, it's objectively the most interesting part.
Yeah.
Which is so weird. It's like the one thing that I'm like... That even, Because I always would, like, get compared to Finding Nemo, and I'm like, well, only in the sense that it's a fish movie, but, like, Finding Nemo kind of, like, prides itself on having, like, the sort of sense of accuracy to it to some degree. Whereas this one is kind of a little bit different. It's more like... Ugh, do not say lube like that. That's sickening. Oh, that's disgusting. Oh, no one... Oh, God, lube and feeling lucky? Ugh. God, man, this thing's... Hey, I bet she has a crush on someone. I wonder who it is, Justin. Her freak on. Oh, Will. If I'm such a bad worker, then clearly nobody's ever seen this movie.
Nope.
Well, you know. I hate when Will Smith is like, hey, you going on? I think it gets too happy. And my boss is Martin Scorsese, so you know it's good. The moment that Martin Scorsese starts talking in this, it hurts the most, I think. I realized watching this movie, I was like, Will Smith is not likable at all. No, and it was like, not. Is that the point? Is there something deeper? I was like, is he supposed to...
Like, gambling problem.
I was always like, is the idea that he's supposed to be, you know, have a redeeming arc in the end? Because I never quite understood.
Does he?
Because he doesn't have an arc. And his arc is, he gets rich at the end. Right? That's it. That's his story. Wow, that's a beautiful painting. It's funny because animation jokes. Hey, I got a great idea. We get a shark, right? And he's like a mafia dude.
Uh-huh.
So we get De Niro. They'll never see it coming. But what I don't understand is why Scorsese's there, other than... So I thought about this for the longest time. I was like, why is Scorsese there? I don't know. There's only one reason he's there.
Money. Because,
no. You think Scorsese needs money? And at that point, he had how many movies to his name? No, he's there because De Niro's there. Right? Yeah, and then they just work off each other. What the hell are you doing?
What am I doing?
Yeah. You're supposed to be reacting to this movie, but what the hell are you doing? Oh, God.
He butts the cat out loud.
No.
Big butts. Then they just have...
You know, that's the most...
Do they know...
I hate...
Octopuses get eaten by sharks.
I did not know that, but I feel like... Wouldn't for that logic, wouldn't he also get eaten?
Yes, Mr. Puffer. Immediately.
Well, I mean, like, I mean, he's a puffer fish, but still. It's just, I, what it, what this feels like to me is, like, De Niro, like, talking down on Scorsese, which is funny because they're pretty much, like, the same height anyways.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, De Niro might be a little bit taller, but they're, it's just so weird. I just don't, it's, he was born.
He was born in the year 1882.
Huh? Jack Black's in this movie, huh? Come on, that's... Get it? His voice changes. Also, how does that work? Because isn't the whole idea that... Okay, first off, SpongeBob did this. Has done this joke better because Mrs. Puff's voice gets deeper.
Yeah.
Because she's bigger. His voice gets higher for some reason. I mean, it changes. Don't laugh at his jokes. You don't encourage this movie.
Good point. They knew it was a sin.
Headphone guy.
They always have a headphone guy.
Yeah. Oh. Oh my god, it's so gross. It's still... That's... This, you know what this does remind me of? It's like the Monsters Inc. like 2019, but like it's just like. It's me, the racist one. No, I'm the racist one. Oh, Oscar. How do you sing a salmon? No, I'm kidding.
That's a good question.
Oh god, this joke is coming up. Hey, it's the audience's reaction to this movie.
Yeah.
What does that mean? What the hell is a white fish?
I don't know.
This dude, he's literally talking like he is just straight out, just out of the hood.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're Will Smith, though.
I think they just wanted to make a fish gangster movie with this one, people.
Well, I feel like you could have done that, but still, I was like, okay, maybe.
They have the Al Capone.
Yeah. Oh, don't get me wrong. I always appreciated that this thing. I always appreciated that, like, Sykes has this, like... That's the most relatable thing in this movie. There's no happy place with them around.
Which is really true.
Yeah.
I should probably put that right there for both of us.
It's... Oh, the God, I hate how... And it's funny because they're... It's funny because the people voicing them are... Both.
Jamaican.
No, they're both but they're both African Americans doing it. Actually, one of them was in Cool Runnings, so which is basically why they got him to be one of the jellyfish. This is like, I love that Oscar's trying to have this like, I'm just one guy in this whole thing, and I want bigger things. I want to be rich and not give a shit about life.
Like some rich asshole.
Yes. And then he becomes that rich asshole. But we'll get there. My dad, dude. Everybody's... who doesn't love being a good tongue scrubber? I don't like him like that. Why do they have seats if they're fish?
Right. I was just wondering that.
I love the idea. Also, seeing those kids make fun of Oscar as a child is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Yes, it is.
That's what it's like to be. That's called being a critic. If he's gonna break my legs. Oh wait, I mean my fins. Also, tongue scrubber sounds like a euphemism for something. I'm just saying.
It does.
I'm just saying. Nothing to add, Justin.
He's acting like a whiny bitch.
Where'd you get that? My grandmother gave it to me. I killed her for this thing. She said if I,
I'm gonna fuck you over so bad you won't even know.
Take it, Oscar. It's a MacGuffin for the third act. Trust me, I wrote this movie. And then there I was. And there I was, filming Meet the Fockers. And I was just like, I don't want to be in this movie. That's a fine tradition. What's the matter with you? Brother Frankie here, he's a killer. I love. So the whole thing people realized about this movie was it's basically just one giant like.
One giant cliff.
No. I mean, his character for Lenny is like. There's an entire scene where it's like implied. That it's like an allegory for being gay or something.
Yeah.
Which is, ain't the thing. You know what? The thing that annoys me is that it really sounds like. These shrimps, as ugly as they are the best thing in this movie.
Which is really a voice, but it's okay.
What is this goddamn shrimp shack?
What? Did you say? Okay, I heard him say "fuck up," but
yeah, me too.
It just even if the I don't know.
They had to slip that one in there.
He said something else, but like it totally sounds like that.
Yeah.
He's the. Oh no.
I didn't know you were getting a whole mental breakdown like that.
I'm gonna gonna fuck up your dad.
And I love it that those shrimp come back too. That's the thing.
Uh huh.
I shouldn't. They really are the only good thing in this movie. I don't. It's hard to find things to like.
I just want to be fabulous.
Get it? It's horse racing, but they're seahorses. Yes.
I think this movie is just trying to teach kids how to gamble.
I hate the fact that he falls for this. Ooh. And Lucky Day loses, right?
I think so.
This Oscar's got like the same amount of luck with this that like House does. Actually, House probably has more luck with just regular horse betting, doesn't he? It is stupid that it exists. Oh, it's scary. Clams. Because they're in the ocean, Justin. But it means money. You get it?
New love interest right here. Because, of course, they're going to make him cheat on his girlfriend.
Because what's her character, right? She's literally a gold... Yeah, she's a gold digger.
Yeah.
Except how could she be a gold digger if it's Angelina Jolie? Oh, you... I was like, isn't Will Smith technically older? If not, like, the same age?
It works both ways.
It's true. This guy is watching...
You can almost hear him get hard.
Yeah, I mean, this guy is watching. You saw the dude, like, the teller watching, like genuine concern on his face, like when,
yeah.
I think this man is having a stroke or something. There's a thing that because remember there's a line later on, and we'll have to even though it's a short movie, we'll have to definitely. I'll probably split up into two separate segments, but...
Oh, probably.
But it's fine. It's, just one's longer than the other.
Yeah.
My five grand? I think this is just what it's like to get yelled at by Martin Scorsese.
Yeah.
Just general... My money? How is the ketchup and mustard staying on?
I don't know.
Also, I just love that they're conveniently there to fuck with them. I feel like these guys could be funny in theory. They're not. I mean, I guess there's worse comic relief characters. That is what they are, but like,
yeah,
they're trying. But so like if, I mean, maybe he does win. I don't know. It's funny because like,
oh, I remember what happens.
He trips
underwater. Right.
It's weird because if he did... What if Lucky Day did win? Like, just nothing happens, just bam. Oh, he's hugging him. Oh, stop dancing with Martin Scorsese. weird.
It is.
It's normal. Oh no, he's fine. For slow-mo for the story. I just want to hold you. Ah, yes, that's what I say to my boss all the time. I just need to hold you. That doesn't, you know, get you fired easily.
Right.
Slash get you, you know, what the hell's it called? Because that's...
Killing isn't personal. Only to make it personal.
Be alright. That's true. I didn't even know what their names were.
Right.
Was it Bernie and Ernie?
Uh-huh.
I think I know which one is the guy that was in Cool Runnings, but I don't remember. But I don't remember which character is which, I just have to go off of the face, I guess. It was an insane idea, was that. They're just like, yeah, you know, you couldn't just make them be in the movie.
Right.
You realize, like, if you just didn't have that, it'd be fine. Bada boom, bada bing. I want some Capriche ice cream. I hate the tiger. Frankie, I can do this. What if I can't do this? This man is... that is the... That don't bother going home.
That's the point!
Yeah, I mean, that's very much... I mean... Oh, God. He looks like he's about to do something far more disgusting than him.
Right.
Hugging him. Okay, so Oscar's making it sound like Lenny's about to do like some weird sexual act to him.
Right.
It's like game music, doesn't it?
It does. It's like,
time to play some Need for Speed with this song. And they're like, Oscar, did you murder him?
He's Oscar, like, did you murder him again?
He's like, again? He's like, I went back for Shark Tale 2, but there was no sequel.
And all history. Has someone ever dropped an anchor on a shark and killed it that way?
Get it? He said, I'm cold. And he's like, that's because we're cold-blooded. What am I fighting for? Pops, I killed my brother. I mean, Lenny could kill him. What they think is... He's just like, yeah, wait, what? Did you kill... He's like, yeah, man, sure. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, man, I just stabbed him with a knife.
It was easy.
In West Philadelphia, but that's a wrong story. and then I kept swimming, and then I ran into this clownfish, and he wouldn't tell jokes, and then he told me he was looking for his son. No way, that's a different movie.
Yeah.
And I told him I was a shark slayer, and then I ran into Bruce, and then Bruce ate me. Now I'm a ghost. What I'm saying is this Shark Tale 2 didn't do so well. I wanted to make Shark Tale 2, but instead they made Over the Heads.
Over the Heads was a way better movie.
Well, yeah.
10 out of 10.
No.
Okay. 6 out of 10.
4 out of 10. But I mean... It's a better movie in the sense that there's... It's much more... concrete in its...
Plot.
Plot, yeah. I mean, it's stupid, but it's not the worst. Five G's. Oh, partners, we're gonna do all this stuff. Oh, it's weird. Let's get
the shark dildo.
Time to go watch some CNN.
They're playing Amazing Race for sharks. And they're throwing off the Titanic.
They're not playing Amazing Race.
But I love how they just did a burial at sea.
This guy's singing something. I forget what song. Shoes. Everybody loves Frankie. May whoever did this die a thousand deaths. May his stinking, maggot, cuffy corpse rot in a fiery depths of hell. You can't say that word. You can't say hell. The fuck's wrong with you? You can't.
Don Fluffles. They took all the food. We gotta find them. We're searching everywhere. Forget
about it. What's wrong with that kid? Why's he gotta be so different? Because that's how you tell. Because he's not a robot, Don, that's why. Why has he gotta be so different? Why can't he be the way I created him? Like artificial intelligence.
Right.
Like, we expect them, they're done. Yeah. I don't want to know. I don't want to know how that works. Calls himself. This job's for you. Ivan, over here. The sharks. I can't see on my left eye. South of what? Philly? What is the octopus looking at? He's just like, he's looking up at, you notice how he's not even looking forward. How many jokes can we make?
Apparently a lot.
Way too many. Some worse than others.
This movie is whoring itself out to companies.
Oh, yeah, I mean, and some of the jokes don't even make sense.
Right.
I mean, Gup, sure, but I mean, like, the Burger King one's the one that's, like, a real stretch, because it's
Fish King?
Yeah, where it's just, like, that doesn't make sense in context. Yes. Yes, when I think of the party, I think of, oh God, what are you doing to yourself, Scorsese? I mean, I guess that's relatable to you in many ways, but like, for the sake of this movie, anyways, what are you doing? Oh, girl, I love lava lamps.
Oh, girl,
I love lava more. Proceeds to kill himself. That is the ultimate, like, what he should have done is to not seem too dickish would be, like, to bring it, I guess I don't know where else he would put it to do that. I guess I figured in, like, his bedroom or something.
Right.
Maybe would be the most logical thing. I'm proud of you, Oscar. Yeah, well,
so am I ever going to get my grandma's pearl back?
No. No, you're not.
Not? Yeah, I mean, come on. What do you think I'm going to do? Sell it or something? Yeah, that'd be crazy. She's like, watch this. The rest of this movie is going to be Oscar jerking off. You want to go have sex? Even though my party's going on? I mean, it is a PG movie. I don't know. It doesn't matter. We don't have to show it. They can play the sounds. It's okay. This is like 70s logic where you could, you know, where you could say the F word. Nobody cared. Don't worry about it. It's safe. I know. Just sorry that it took so long. So long to do what? Don't, oh God, don't stop. Get your face away.
Right.
I'm gonna like cut all you off. Please eat my best friend. Well, I mean, if this movie's encouraging lesbian sex, then I mean, then by all means, go for it.
Right.
I mean, he offered. Who am I to stop him? Go ahead. I mean, a ghost.
Ghost.
I'll say. And then,
I mean, that's the way it used to be around here. We'd have been all scrambling, covering stuff, but not since Oscar came to town.
I'm gonna go kill more sharks. A 5, 6, 7, 8.
I bought this new gap. It should help.
The only one, you know what would be really funny? Is if there was a shark in the elevator. I don't know, maybe, you know, call me crazy.
Honey.
Where are you? I mean, maybe. I like that he's just so paranoid. Oh God. POV Lenny shot is not something I wanted. Oh, it's so creepy. He's like looking at Oscar the way a rapist does.
Right.
Oh, sorry. I thought this was like a game. Well, I'm trying here.
Shark syndrome.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I mean, I guess that's what you call it, right?
Yeah.
Lenny's crying because a year before he was in School of Rock, and that was a much better movie than the one he's in now. I was gonna be in something better. Lenny's gonna go get shit faced. Bad touch. I'm oh God, it's like a, and then we went to the park, and then we bought ice cream. That's how Lenny talks to Oscar. It's like a child that doesn't quite understand what he's doing. It's like I want to go to the park. I want to go to the roller coaster, and he's just like, I want to go to a roller coaster. Oscar's like the uncle, like watching a child.
Yeah.
And by skill, I mean you definitely didn't make this, children. Somebody else did at DreamWorks. You got some skills that somebody had to animate for you. But you know that. But you know we can't say that because then you know. Can't break that fourth wall.
Right.
Assuming there is a wall. They are in the water after all.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's crazy. Oh, it's like Jack Black is trying too hard to be something he's not.
Right.
I don't know what hurts me more is what. I don't do that, please, Lenny. You got like weird. You're laughing like an insane person,
right.
and it scares me. What's a white? What's one white lie that's gonna? Hey, don't talk about. Hey, you can't talk about God in this movie. What do you think this is? A religious film? I mean, this is a religious experience, so maybe. You're having this like bonding experience that I don't even think. Oh God, not even Marlon and Dory got that close.
Right.
I mean, they got close, but like, they didn't act like fuck buddies.
Right.
I'm just saying. Okay, whatever you do, Lenny, follow my moves because. It's gonna. See? No! He's like, no, I don't want to listen to Justin Timberlake. No, no. Why? Why do I love that so much? It's just. It's stupid, but I never. It, like, you don't. You ever appreciate it. Interesting. Also, this place is looking suspiciously like a GTA world.
Yeah.
Ooh. 10 points for Gryffindor. You're getting drunk again, Oscar. Yes, all those famous fish characters watching Benny Hill. How? Oh God, stop. Oh, he's like a. I really hate to say it, but it's like he's
like a pirate.
He really is like, it's like he's mentally challenged.
It is.
Not super severely or anything, but still. Define different. I stroke my penis in public. That's how different I am.
No, I ever float someone's boat.
Because I'm a vegetarian. Which is weird because it would. So, I mean, the obvious joke is that he likes sausage, but.
Yeah.
I guess you could say he likes a nice thing of celery or something.
Yeah.
Look how forced this is. I'm different. Vegetarian, being accepted,
what,
blaming yourself,
coming out of the closet.
I mean, this character certainly is. It does kind of feel like that, like Jack Black getting some of his emotions out, and it's just like, yeah, I gotta tell you something. I'm actually gay, and I gotta like express it, and then they just kind of wrote that into the script by accident,
right.
Respect. Hey man, I got a PlayStation controller. I thought you should know that. Get it? I don't know what game they're playing, but It's that's how I always heard Martin Scorsese talk in interviews. My playa. He is so forcing it. It hurts. Don't. Is that what you call that? I think Lenny's gonna be slaying some sharks in a whole other way, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I hate this stupid humor. Get it?
Right.
I'll get. Who's your puff daddy? Remember when Martin Scorsese directed a movie and he called De Niro his puff daddy? That was classic. When I think of the guy that directed Goodfellas, I think of a guy that calls people Puff Daddy.
Oh God.
Yes, clearly. And you know the movie. How is it? I love that the idea that the movie with the gold digger, like that's not even the worst part of it, because she just kind of exists. If anything, she's just sort of whatever.
Yeah.
She is just trying to get some dick like crazy, isn't she?
Oh yeah. She is more horny as cum dumpster. Or prostitute.
And don't worry, I'm pretty sure he used to live in a cum dumpster.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you know what's annoying is, like, I hate looking at the faces, but, like, it's not like the lip sync's bad or anything, you know, right. It's not that problem. One could probably argue it's a little too much of it. Hello, Oscar. Angie. Hey, Angie, I'm just, you know. Angie. Yeah, you know, I just forgot my condoms.
It seems like every person at the house I work at. Why would you hit the wall there? Put a hole in it. Where are you going?
Also, sometimes Renee Zellweger just kind of sounds like a drug person. Just
oh,
like,
yeah.
How could you lie to me? I see Shark Slayer. Give me your keys, Oscar. You're drunk.
Yes.
Yeah.
I predicted that one, right? Just the mind.
Lenny, please keep your eyes as far away from me as possible. I mean, I know you're a shark.
Not because those shark fuck me eyes.
No, he doesn't. No. But Will Smith got those fish fuck me eyes. Let me tell you. I mean, I guess I'll give him credit for at least doing that. There are certain things where it's like if there's like the shell and everything and stuff like that. So I mean, and like in this case, the paint just kind of moving around, right? Like into a totally different role. Completely far away. I'm reporting live. Oh, God! What? Yo, what's up? Was that Lenny coming in? Going, oh!
Yeah.
Holy mackerel, get it? Like the fish. I love that she's just like, give me a fucking break. The fish slayer. I think that's just called being a shark, Lenny, but that's okay. Lenny, please. Yeah, you know. Do you understand how huge my client is? Turn on your TV I don't want Scorsese as my manager. I feel like he's gonna make me call him Puff Daddy. Do this, not that, not this, not that. He's get the Fish King thing out of there. Thank you, Lenny, for blocking that joke, so I don't have to be reminded of it. See, as far as I know, it's just Oscar with a crown. Which is funny, because that's not even what the Burger King crown looks like. Which is fine by me. Because, Are you not in awe of my forced movie references? I'm surprised the first thing he didn't just say is, fuck me.
Fuck me.
How did an octopus end up with a shark mafia, I wonder? Also, what I'm wondering is like, most of the fish and stuff, like, they're intentionally made to look like something. I don't. And, I was thinking to myself, I was like, okay, like, you know, like, you can tell the Will Smith movie looks like Will Smith fish and all that stuff. But, looking at Lenny, would you necessarily be able to say that that looks like Jack Black in any form? Because, like...
No, really?
Because I... Like the Don, that would actually hurt. That's where Will Smith's career went down the tubes.
Yeah.
And lay down. So, because it's like that's, you know, I think that's clearly Will Smith, and it's like, yeah, the other one is like I know. I was like, maybe a little bit. I don't know. I'd say the Don is more. You could be like, yeah, it's definitely De Niro.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And that's maybe a little too much like Angelina Jolie. Oh, this movie.
What world?
She's just like, huh? What? He's gonna spray paint a thong on or something. He's gonna be like, what do you think, Asuka? You like it?
Take a quick smoke break.
Yeah, I'll have to pause it in a minute. Look at this movie go. Tell me. I mean, I can pause it at any point you want. I can pause it now if you want.
Oh, sure.
I'm going to take a quick break, everybody. And we'll be back with more Shark Tale.
Stay.
Roll home fat with holiday goodies, 2,500 gaming and electronic gifts are under $20 at GameStop. Joy to the players.
And we're back, everybody. Part two. More Shark Tale. Let's fail.
So he's back in battle. Lower class city stereotype of being a
poor Lenny's just like
life son of a bitch.
Poor Lenny is just scared. He is. Maybe he is a kid.
I think he is a kid.
Deep down, you know. He's. Hang on, I'm animating Justin.
And that's where you fucked up.
I did! Oh, there's the sappy music. I told my mom that that should be her job. I said, she can play piano. I said, because I watched, you watch House, and it's just like...
Yeah.
It's always the same. It's everything, every dramatic. It's a sad piano.
It's a sad piano.
It's always a sad song.
So, he's a gay stripper?
Oh, jeez. Yes.
Gay stripper vibes, anybody?
Oh, dude. Dude, he's full on ready to be part of the... He's going to do the YMCA next.
Oh, yeah. If this doesn't happen in this movie, I would be surprised.
Actually, that might... See, she's talking to him like he's a kid. Like, oh, mommy and daddy were fighting.
It's like a bad divorce.
Oh, God. Yeah, right? Or at least like a
bad... Daddy's going out to get cigarettes.
Or something, yeah, like they had a bad fight and then daddy's going out, yeah. That's so weird. It's just like... Yeah, 2004 music, yeah. Yeah, it all sounds the same, yeah. Yeah. Hey, Oscar's reacting to his... He's reacting the way that most people react to ads. It's like, give me a fucking break.
Coral.
It says, get real. This movie should get real.
Yeah.
But it won't.
I needed to commit seppuku.
I can't look at... I see this area, and I'm just...
Why would they need fire hydrants underwater?
I don't know. I don't know if I can make fun of the crab. I mean, he is kind of the one that's like... It was a Crazy Joe, right?
Yeah.
He's
the Crazy Joe.
He's crazy, but he's kind of the most genuine, isn't he?
Hey, look, there's Jay-Z.
Wait, did you say Jay-Z? Did it look like Jay-Z?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. Oh, Preparation O.
Hi, Oscar. Hi, Oscar. Eyes better.
Do you think that's the same shark?
Well, yeah.
I mean, I guess. Wow. Shows you what I.
Shows out what he knows.
Maybe he should have been.
And there's always the seduction scene.
Maybe he should have been the whale slayer. Oh, yeah. Oh, of course, yeah. But I just. Well, it's also because it's Angelina Jolie. I'd be shocked if there wasn't a scene like that. She's got this, like... I don't know, it's weird. It's
then
like,
he realizes you can't the other girl.
It amazes me how much of a career that she's had, Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
Let me
explain something
to you. Oh, God.
Ha 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 ha.
Ugh. What came... Also, what is it that was on that window there? Was that just spit?
Yeah. That's believable.
No, I was like, I was...
It was a gay hole film.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, did I ever tell you about the nightclub in North Carolina?
No.
I might have been... It was in South Carolina, and...
Was there a gay...
The Gay Dolphin, and it was at Myrtle Beach.
Was Martin Scorsese there?
He was in a closet in there.
Okay, well, how about these... Was Jellyfish there? Maybe they... Tell me.
They were too strict to get in, but their dolphin friend, it definitely rocked their world. With a few disco sticks.
Jeez. I love that he almost called him. He's like, it's Luca the... It's Kelpie Cream. I mean... Nudge your head. That's great. Nudge your head. Understand? Okay, tell me that you actually nodded your head. He like looks for a second, yeah. like he's looking for a camera to like go. What
the? I didn't realize that.
I was like, either Christopher. Mr. Walken really wants to break the fourth wall, or he just doesn't know what he's looking at. It's a good joke, though.
And the lies come full circle.
He's having, like, an existential crisis over
here.
Yeah, he is. Why are they all having, like, weird, here. Like, dramatic, like...
This guy's really fuck up.
Oh, God, no, he's gonna do the thing. He's just hyperventilating, which...
Yeah.
I don't think is... Which I don't even know.
That's not even possible for a fish.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, for a puffer fish, it's just funny. Aren't those orcas?
Yeah, those were orcas. Orca me being dumb.
He's gonna dance, you know he is.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I wonder if anyone watching this was, like, expecting him to do the dance. What the hell? I love that his idea of look at him, he's just like. So, this is the Shark Slayer. I've been looking forward to meeting you. I feel like we're practically family. I feel like we're in the same movie. I brought my kids into the world. Full of love and care. They made me a shark because I'm De Niro. Yeah, you're a guy whose career has been dead for 20 years.
Right.
He's just making all these stupid jokes, and Tom's like, why the fuck do I have an octopus with me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is he just keeping him around for food, my friend?
Oh, yeah, easy. She's making all the sharks horny.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
she should go on Shark Tank.
She's waiting for somebody to get into her Shark Tank, I think.
Yeah.
I guess I could have said fish tank, but I don't know.
I
They're all just...
Lenny's laughing like a dolphin.
Okay. No, 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 no more dancing.
Nah, Oscar. Nah, nah. This is gonna out. You gotta go because the hood rat said it.
The ultimate. Oh, it's the ultimate thing. They're like, I'm okay. Don't hurt my man. He's like doing like Jerry Seinfeld shtick to the mob. He's like, hey, what's the deal with the mob? I'm a gay dolphin, Dad.
I'm a gay dolphin, Daddy. I got a sex change.
Oh, he is so... Gay. This is so just, like, on the nose. He's like, what are you doing?
I'm a furry. That's what he's thinking. I also
think... Are you fucking kidding me?
Are you out of your mind? Do you have any idea how this looks?
I feel like De Niro wants to say something worse, but just can't quite say it.
Right.
Which is a weird thing. It's like when they put him in movies where he can't say the F word. Not that I honestly like when he's... It says the F word necessarily. I don't know. It's like Joe Pesci. Sure. Ray Liotta. Sure. Joe Pesci. Well, I just mean like. I'm not saying he can. It's just the. Oh jeez. Oscar's just like, yeah, whatever, man. Welcome to the wheel wash.
We get
murdered all the time. Cause it's a.
Cause, oh no! Look, this is the day.
Get it? Clean up his act. Cause it's a whale wash.
Yeah.
Why is there a camera there? I wanted some bubbles. See him. This is the closest you're ever gonna get to these two actors being in the same movie. Actually, I guess that could also be true of Jack Black and De Niro.
Yeah.
Which is funny because, like I know Scorsese used to, at least way back in the day, with he would have, like, these small appearances. Like, in Taxi Driver, he was... Yeah. I think he was... He was someone that like De Niro picks up or whatever.
Pedro, like, you came back.
He's like, I didn't need my teeth cleaned, but you know, I mean, I'm not complaining. Oh, it's one of those like Mario bubbles from, yeah, you know, baby Mario gets stuck from Yoshi, and you have to knock him out to get him back in. He just cries until you do. What asshole thought that was a good idea? Eat the microphone. Eat it.
Eat it. Eat it. Eat it. Eat it.
I peed in all of your food.
That would be hilarious.
And I'm not a real financial advisor. Crazy Joe needs his own like short or something.
He does.
I'll never be. That's when he like goes full De Niro and he's just like, I hate fags. Just like, whoa.
Right.
Just like, whoa, Don. Not in this movie.
What if someone come out of the closet? Okay, Dawn. Is that so hard? Dawn.
Yeah, right, exactly. Is it okay if I fuck out a male shark's dad? I know.
I'm gonna kill you now.
Or how you dress. Oh my god. Don't worry, son. This is definitely not a gay allegory. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Definitely isn't incredibly on the nose to the point that.
Now he's gonna get the shit beat out of him.
That should be the ending of the movie. Is him getting the shit.
Yeah.
That's like having your. I just needed to be a top. I'm and yeah, I'm very dominant. I'm nobody
without you. That's what you think.
And yeah. And I'm his kissing advisor. Yeah, you know what I mean? That is probably the most De Niro thing. Yeah, we're cool. Like, the least. Come on, everyone's waiting. Mr. Manager. Hey, I just gotta put the finishing touch on my new desk. Love you, Kyle. Yo, dog. Oh, jeez. Oh, Scorsese. Get out of the. Why does Oscar's got a pip and it's Sykes?
Right. Do you know old pimps dress the same?
You think so?
Yeah, wanna know why?
Why is that?
They all wear flashy jewelry because that's the only thing they'll let you keep because they confiscate all the cash.
I love that this is how they get around it. They're just like, okay, this one is definitely Missy Elliott and this one's definitely Christina Aguilera. By the way, in case you forgot, it's 2004. Here's Missy Elliott and Christina Aguilera. Why does Christina have to be oh, right, because of the hat. That's the only reason that she's an octopus. And oh my god. There's, you know, those electric octopuses.
I love how he just has the mafia working for him.
Well, I think it's more like they're just like, hey, what's up, bro? Oh, shut up. He's making...
This has been a movie filmed out in the hood.
I mean, yeah, of the... Oh, jeez. Ooh, those clown orcas, man. I mean, for what it's worth, I mean, it's not like it's a bad cover of it.
Right.
Yes, and... Oh, that's so weird. What? Oh. You know, I think this is how everybody dressed in 2004. I don't know. You gonna tell me that's not the case?
Maybe.
That is a pretty good image to stop on.
Yeah.
That's also a very Jack Black thing.
Yeah.
It's funny how, like, I want to hate...
Strike the gayest pose possible.
Some of them are better images than others, but... You know. That's why. What does this say about you when... When your movie has to include, oh, and by the way, the famous NBC news reporter Katie Couric is part of the cast. Like, I don't know what that says about you.
Right. So that was Shark Tales.
There were three people that directed this movie.
I thought it was half a monkey.
Apparently.
That means they actually put effort into this.
I mean, there's good old. Oh, and that same guy also helped write the screenplay. Hans Zimmer did the music for this movie? Jeez. You know him. Like, he's like the big music dude. Here's our credits. Still images. Yeah. Yeah. This is lazy even for
Pixar.
This is DreamWorks.
My bad.
The DreamWorks logo has started this off. Leslie, your casting was terrible. I'll tell you that much.
Hello, Oscar. Listen, baby, I know I was a bad girl.
Come on. I want
to be right. Is this a mid-credits sequence?
I promise. I'll let you know in
Bob. Oh, yeah. Oh, look at... Oh, he is ready.
Yes.
So that's what was getting to me, yeah. So Dougie Doug's the one that was in Cool Runnings, and then Ziggy Marley.
Yeah.
Crazy Joe. Look at all these people. Oof, there's Phil Lamar. That's nice. I'm sure he's proud to have that on his
record. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, look at my catalog of things.
Oh, it says here that you have shark tails on your thing.
Why do you keep adding an S onto it?
I don't know. I just like you for some reason. You have shark tail on your record? Yeah, that's a big
thing. Oh, look at Joe. Crazy Joe.
Crazy Joe's the best character.
Crazy Joe does need his own short, I think. He'll never get it, but, you know. DreamWorks, put Crazy Joe on your logo or something. That's what I'm saying. Maybe this is just... how lazy stuff were was back then. But I don't know. I'm thinking like the credits for like the Incredibles. That's pretty flashy. And then I would say, and I mean, I guess the ones for Shrek 2 are pretty distinct, I would assume.
Yeah.
Don't they all kind of like end with a song anyways?
Yeah.
Hell, even Shrek the Third has that. Oh, it's coming back. Man, it always comes back. They're just like, hey, we should put the song back in. They're just like, really? It's like, yeah, why not?
Yeah,
it's good. It's gonna be on a soundtrack anyways.
Right.
That's why I always wondered if it. Look at those. It's a lot of lighters.
Yeah.
What does it say about it when all this stuff was done on this movie? Look at all these people. How many of them do you think hate this movie?
A lot.
You think so? What the fuck? No. Such a specific song. Oh my god. Wow.
We're not even halfway done yet.
I didn't realize. Okay, I've never like fully watched his credits, so that's. I didn't realize. What did they?
HBO.
Ooh, good. All their technology all provided by HP. Because.
That's good to know.
That's what I'm saying. And it's, I didn't expect it to go, we're not even
halfway there.
What if it turns out is that's a lie? It's just to fuck with people? That's funny. Oh my goodness. He purposely slowed it down so it could speed up. Wow, Crazy Joe is amazing.
Yeah.
This is beautiful. I've never. It's almost too self-aware. Oh, I got some fish finally.
They had a dolphin jump they swim through earlier.
That's true, yeah. I like that he's here though.
Yeah.
He's so special. I never realized he did all this stuff. My god, look at all these things going on.
Oh my god, right?
Maybe he wasn't kidding. I mean, I'm not complaining, I'm hoping to see more. Oh, well, we gotta know about the management team. That's, you know, that's very important to know. Oh, it's like this is like watching. I'll tell you what I did. Try watching the. Oh, does DreamWorks have their own music thing?
Yeah, I think so.
Interesting. There we go. Here's all the music.
That's
alright,
big
list. Look at that. Oh, there's your Bob Marley song. Look at all this stuff going on. Am I cool in the gang? Oh, wow, that would actually be funny. Can you imagine walking in? You see it was playing next door. Well, there it is. Wow. Look at all the acne sacks.
This is a concerning amount of stuff.
You think so?
Yes.
You can't touch this. Recorded using. There's Kodak. Kodak doesn't exist anymore. Shout-outs to Kodak. Shout-outs to 2004 in general.
It's finally done.
Yeah, it's got the copyright. That's how you know it's done. Is Crazy Joe going to come back? That's pretty good, too.
Yeah, that is. All right.
Well, I guess Shrek 2 does exist on here. Well, that was something else.
Yes, it was.
What do you think, Justin?
It was fun.
Is that fun?
Yep.
That's worth it. This is actually what a lot of the DVDs look like. Just like, if you go to like Best Buy and you find these DVDs, it's just that. Like, you go and like you buy like Over the Hedge and it's just Hammy's face on an orange background or something. Like, it's not even, it's lazy as all hell. But as always, much appreciated. That was fun. That was great.
Yeah, that was.
Any last words to add, Justin? If anything.
Yes.
What's that? Go ahead.
That was a ridiculous amount of credits.
Yeah. But Crazy Joe.
They had everybody, their cousin, and their grandma working there.
But Crazy Joe was there. Yes. And they were very much self-aware of the fact that it's that. It's funny to have a character not only literally tell you that the credits are gonna still keep going, but then also be like the asshole that's just like, hey, you should check out what's next door. And remembering something like that, like, that shit's really funny, especially when it's like the movie's next door is like something way worse.
Right.
Or maybe it's like 10 times better. It would be like if you go in the Shark Tale and it's just like, but next door is like, you know, like a rom-com or something.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go watch that. Maybe I want to, you know, go see Jude Law in a movie or something. I could watch this, but I guess I gotta go watch Cold Mountain instead. That was a good time. I can't wait to do another one.
Right.
Depending on what it is, I mean, at the very least, if we're lucky enough, you know, if we don't find something else sooner, it might just be a holiday one. Just because it'd be timely anyways. Because by that point, you know, one holiday would be gone. And then the other one would be coming soon. But we'd have time.
Yeah.
So there's that. We gotta... if we could find... I mentioned Christmas of the Cranks. But like... Or like... One of those like Home Alone movies or something. Like those crappy sequels. Like stuff like that. I assume that... I've never found much... of interest on Netflix, really. I'm sure there are stuff there. I'm sure Hulu is going to have some stuff, too. I'm sure they all will. So we'll both have to keep our eyes peeled for that.
Hulu, I'm going to predict, is going to have the better stuff.
Probably. I mean, especially if it's, like, sequels and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
That's when it really, like, you know, it's a difference between us, you know. And soon I'll have Blu-rays, and then we can just watch stuff that way. Trust me, wait till I have if I had a copy of, like, Die Hard 5, ooh, that's a rough one.
Yeah.
Among other things, but alrighty. This was fun. I enjoyed it. I always appreciate this. I think this will be slightly different one compared to the previous one, which was a little more that. So, the very least, I'll figure that out. I might have to add some stuff, but I think I can get creative with this a little bit. But as always, Justin, I appreciate it. And this will finish off our brand new adventure into bad movie territory.
Yes.
And with that in mind, I look Until the next one. I'm Owen.
And I'm Justin.
And we'll see you guys around. Take care and goodbye.